I've been in the US for about 5 years now, and originally I'm from Ethiopia, and I moved to Uganda as a refugee. Lived there for about 9 years, and moved here then. I came with my whole family of six members, me, my two brothers, sister, and parents. I remember the first time we came, and we got into the house, and they prepared for us chicken. It was cooked in a similar way to what we cook culturally, the way we cook chicken. But it didn't taste, because the chicken we'd eaten before, like throughout our lives, was just a given. It was organic. It had to be organic because we're in Africa. There's no way it can be anything else. So, there was definitely a difference that I could taste. It didn't quite taste that good, and that was kind of a, it was kind of a foreshadowing of what to come, to be honest. I remember when I first heard that the way it works here is that when you get to college, you can pick whatever field you want, and you can pretty much choose completely on your own and go in that path without anybody's influence if you wanted. And that was kind of a new thing, because I was used to the idea that I think I have to kind of do what I'm told. When we first came here, we went into the high school that we're put into was not a good school at all. It was kind of like living in a dream when I was going to that school. A nightmare, I should say, actually. And I was there for half a semester, and I was gonna go. I was thinking that I was gonna go there the next semester, and then the next semester it turned out that I was gonna get into a different school, and it's like the third best high school here in Philadelphia. After I got in there, that's when it kind of clicked for me that, oh, this is there is actually something nice here. It was like the students were respectful, the teachers were, it was kind of like a nice environment to be in. The teachers and the students interacted well, and that was the first time it clicked that, oh, okay, there's like I can kind of choose the school or field or whatever it may be, and go where, like, I don't have to be stuck with something that I don't want to be in. It was one summer that I don't remember how it was, but I got so much into photography. The whole summer I was just online, seeing all kinds of watching all kinds of techniques of photography, and documentaries. I really wanted to buy a camera, but I was not working that summer, and I didn't have the money. But when I got back into school that year, my senior year in high school, and my art teacher told me that there's this program which high school students can apply, and it's a photography program that they'll give you a camera for the whole year, and they'll give you assignments, but you can pretty much do whatever you want with the camera, and you can print whatever you want. They have all the supplies. And I was in disbelief, and I did that, and I applied, and I got in. Being American is like, I think of it as having this limitless capability to not only improve yourself, but also the people that you've left behind. In fact, something we were thinking about recently, me and my brothers, is we're thinking about taking the technology of like fingerprinting and using it, like introducing it to a high school that my brothers actually went to in Uganda. Like, you had 3 meals a day, and in order to get your meal, you had to, there was like this system of a meal card, which was given to you every week, and every time you got your food, like, they put an X on the box, and then if you lose your meal card, you're out of luck, no food for you. And we're kind of thinking of solving that, using this system of fingerprinting where you cannot lose your finger.